Hi there. The word for you today is, you can do it. In Numbers 13, verse 30, we read the words of Caleb. We can certainly do it. After seeing the giants in the promised land, 10 of Israel's 12 spies came back home and said, it can't be done. But the other two, Joshua and Caleb, said, we can certainly do it. But because of Israel's unbelief, Caleb was forced to spend 40 more years wandering through the wilderness. And by the time the Israelites crossed the Jordan River, he was 80 years old. Then another 5 years passed before the various tribes were assigned land to occupy. Here's how Caleb described it all years later, and I quote, I was 40 years old when Moses sent me to explore the land, and I brought him back a report concerning my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now think about it. If you've a negative attitude when you're 40, there's a good chance you'll still have one when you're 85. Actually, there's a good chance you won't even make it to 85. Psychologist Martin Seligman studied several hundred people in a religious community. He divided them into quadrilles, ranging from the most to the least optimistic. 90% of the optimists were alive at 85, while just 34% of the naysayers made it to the same age. Think about it. 12 spies went out, but only two, Joshua and Caleb, had the faith to say, we can do it. And 45 years later, Caleb was as feisty as ever. You want to guess what happened to the other 10 spies? The Bible says they died. Not one of them made it to Caleb's age. Bottom line, faith and optimism can literally add years to your life. Think about it.